Well, yes, out of Tech City, or
Hi,
I still
thank
call
you
it
for
Tech City.
calling our top fiver. My name is Latasha. How can I help you today?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Matt from our top fiver, and
Hi.
I'm calling in. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How can I help you?
I'm calling in an order.
Okay. I'll be more
And
than
so,
happy to help.
thank you. Yeah, because we're going to do 1 gig service, no phone and no extender.
Okay.
And then I have Anthony here because he's our one that we're onboarding. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Okay. So, can we start with his address, please? His house number.
89 Jervis, that's J-E-R-V-I-S, Avenue.
Jervis Avenue?
Jervis. Yeah, J-E-R-V-I-S, Jervis.
J-E-V-I-S, is that correct?
Nope.
J-E-R-V-I-S.
And what's the zip code?
12401.
Kingston, New York, is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
He will sit there for him.
Okay.
A good spot.
Would this be a testing?
Nope. This is for service.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. And you said 1 gigabyte?
Correct.
Okay. And you said it was going to have one extender. Is that correct?
Nope. No extenders.
No extenders? One moment. Okay, so, and no home phone service. Is that correct, what I heard?
Correct. No phone.
Okay. All right. And do he rent or own his property?
Own.
You could know.
Is your billing address different?
Nope, it's the same.
And can you spell his first, can you spell his first name for me?
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Last name?
Okay. That is S-C-H-M-I-D-E-R-E-R.
Okay. One moment. And you said S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H
as
in
Henry,
M as in Mary, I as in ice cream, D as in
David.
E as in elephant, R as in Robert. E as in elephant, R as in Robert.
Correct.
And what's that good email?
The email is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at, and I'll read it to you phonetically, Alpha Mary. A-M-G-M, Tango, Mike, Sierra Charlie Hotel, Mike India Delta, Echo Romeo, echoromeo.com.
Okay, so, wait a minute, you lost me at hotel.
At what?
You lost me at hotel.
Oh, hotel. Mike India, Delta, Echo, Romeo, Echo, Romeo.
Okay. At
.com.
Okay. So I have Michelle, that's M as in Mike, I as ice cream, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry, E as in elephant, L as in Larry, E as in elephant, at Apple, Mary, Thomas, Mary, Susan, Charlie, Hector, Mary, ice cream, Danny, Elephant Robert, elephantrobert.com.
That's it.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's a good phone number.
I'm,
so
I'm
I can technicians. So our technicians can get back out to you. What's a good phone number if they need to reach out?
845-331-8465.
Okay, so I have 845-331-8465. Is that correct, what I heard?
It is.
Okay. And what's the best contact method for you?
Phone call.
Okay, a phone call?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. Thank you so much.
And then leave a message.
Okay. One moment. Now, are you already an Odd-Stop Fiber customer?
Nope, new customer.
Okay, thank you. Now, when it comes to a phone call and leaving a message, do you agree to receive the phone call, which is maybe automated or pre-recorded? It, with Odd-Stops, it's an agent or vendor phone number provided. And you may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
I understand.
Okay. And how did you hear about us?
Oh, my God.
You're just putting that.
Yeah.
Okay.
M-A-T.
I got you. Now, as a part of the order process, we would need to run a credit check to determine your deposit required. This is
That's
not
fine.
Affect your credit Okay, credit score. We just need a few pieces of information. To do so.
Okay.
Okay. One moment. Y'all doing okay today?
It's the end of the day. Those of us with kids, it's never.
Y'all winding down, huh?
Oh, well. Yeah, and then we have to drive the kids everywhere.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. That is usually how it goes. Okay. So what I need to get from you is a few pieces of information. So give me just a moment. I'm going to go back and grab some information. I'll be right back. So hold on one moment. But what? How's the weather is going on in your area?
We're getting ready for 3 days of rain.
That sounds about right with us as well. That sounds about right. Seems like everybody's getting rain lately, though. No matter where you're going.
Well, you know what they say about the weather. If you don't like it, wait a minute. It will change.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. That is so true. Because that's been so true lately. Because my cousin in another state, I call him, he'll say it's raining, cats and dogs, and then when you look out the window, where I'm at, it's sunshine and the wind blowing. And what's your full social, please? To complete this.
055-48-6983.
Okay. One moment. Well, one moment. Just thinking. Mm-hmm.
Trudy. Cut it out. You have two bones. You can share one with Rasko.
Okay. So you were no deposit required, so you're good to go on that again.
Perfect. I had no doubt in my mind.
I got you. I understand. Now, would you like to sign up for autopay?
Yes. They get $10 off.
And paperless.
Okay. And which one would it be for paperless? Would it be ACH or debit card?
ACH.
Okay. Okay. Can I please have, starting with the routing number?
Routing number is 22197-6227.
Okay. One more time to make sure I heard you correctly.
221-976-227.
And the account number?
231-1617.
Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna make sure I heard you correctly. I have 221-976-227 for the routing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the account number, I have 231-167. Is that correct?
Nope. 231-617.
Okay, so 231-617. Is that correct?
Yep. It's weird because when I go to the bank, I just give 231-617 checking. So I guess that one must be the same.
Okay. One moment.
My wife has had this account since she's 16.
Okay, so it's just asking for your first. Is your name is on the is your name is the one on the account?
There are two names on the account. My name and my wife's name.
Okay, that's fine. I was just asking what's your name on the account, because if it was under your wife's name, I would need to put hers as.
Yeah, it's under.
On there.
It's under.
Would that be?
Both are on the checking account.
It's a joint account.
Okay, checking. Okay, thank you. Will this be your primary payment method?
Yes. One second.
Trevor, are you dressed and ready to go? I would wear, whatever one would wear to play goalie. I think you need some with long sleeves, you're going to be diving, and something with some. Long, put on
your Under Armour. There we go. Okay. Now, is there anything that the installer should be aware of?
No.
Okay, no dogs or anything if they have to come out?
They're okay.
Okay, do you have any questions or concerns?
No, we are good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. They'll be all set. We just need to finish up a couple of things to place your order, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I do need to, I know Matt probably already informed you that, you know, if they have to drop a line, you know, they'll be out there to actually bury the caver permanently within probably 10 days, okay?
We've already gone over it. We're good. They're just going to do a drop off the pole right to the NID and then come in the house.
Okay. And you already went over with them, Matt, about the current provider information as well?
Correct.
Okay. So he already, we also went over the return policy about the equipment.
Correct.
As well. Okay.
Yeah.
So when would he like it to actually be installed? Because the earliest date I have on the calendar here is the 11th. And the only slot that's left for the 11th is at 1 p.m.
We have the 12th, which is the Wednesday.
Yeah, the 12th at 10 a.m. was the one that we were looking for.
Okay. Now, that you said 10 p.m. to make 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
Okay.
You come here at 10 p.m., I'm going to be asleep.
Yes. Now that we have scheduled, we're going to get ready to schedule. What's your good phone number again? I just want to make sure I heard you have it correct.
345-331.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
8465.
Thank you. Now, it's all right. So now that your install is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Optop Fiber, and one of them will be confirming your order, and the other one will be an invitation to sign up into your Optop Fiber account, where you having the ability to manage your account, to pay your bills, and review and accept your terms and conditions. Okay, do you give me permission to go ahead and confirm that appointment? Is there anything I need to tell the technicians?
Nope, everything's good.
All right, I got you scheduled. You're all good for March the 12th at 10 a.m.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. And thank you for calling Outstop Fiber. And y'all have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.